Nice to be here. I'm Steve Goss with Mara Davis, media maven and beauty guru, as profiled in this month's Atlanta Magazine on page 46. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you for recognizing that. And thanks to Atlanta Magazine for noticing the work we do here on Mara's Music Mix. Let's start off in East Atlanta at the Earl. The radio department is one of the most fascinating bands. Now, they're categorized as dream pop, but they're pretty stunning. Two reasons. They're from Sweden, which is unusual, right? We don't see too much Swedish pop coming through. And they're also extremely political. There's a lot of similar parallels what's happening in Swedish politics, and they are very critical of it on their new record.
I like the sound of these guys. And they say they've been influenced by everybody from the Pet Shop Boys to Kraftwerk, Nick Drake. But conspicuous by their absence, a Swedish pop band not referencing ABBA. Is that like sacrilege in Sweden? I don't know. But maybe it's to their credit.
I was waiting for you to say that. So you did it.
Okay.
This is going to be a very, very hot show. If you have tickets, consider yourself lucky. That's the radio department at the Earl tonight. Now, over at the First Center at Georgia Tech, they get a lot of unique artists there, and I am and definitely fascinated by this next artist, the Vijay Iyer Trio. Now, Vijay Iyer is a jazz pianist, but he's also a professor at Harvard. So this is a guy who is an expert in physics and has so much going on as a scholar, but yet he is this incredible musician, and it's hard to not listen to him and be mesmerized by what you're hearing.
He won a MacArthur Genius Grant a couple of years ago. He's got a PhD in music cognition, which studies how the brain processes music and incorporates it into our daily lives.
That's the Vijay Iyer Trio at the First Center tonight.
From Long Island, we have a duo that's in town that is playing at Aisle 5, a small venue. These guys are, I think this is one of the bands that you might agree with me. You want to catch them in the small venue because they're going up and up and up.
I think so. Elton yeah. John has said that the Lemon Twigs are one of his favorite new bands. They're brothers. And they're a little bit Beatles, little bit of Bay City Rollers, little bit of modern music. A lot of it is very, very theatric. They dress up. And they kind of throw the unexpected. I think this is a definitely a band to watch. Their latest album is called Do Hollywood, and Hollywood glam is certainly sprinkled throughout their performances. As long as we're together, I don't see what's wrong with that. Well, if Elton says it's great, then
we're there.
That's right. That's the Lemon Twigs at Aisle 5. On Saturday night. Sunday night, if you can still stay up to go out, it's a very busy weekend of music over at City Winery. John Doe, you know John Doe from X, but he's also an actor. He's a great songwriter. He's a master of spoken word. And he is going to be in town doing his thing. And it's more along the lines of country and folk the way he's going to play. It's not going to be that hard rock and X stuff.
Yeah, John Doe's real name, John Duchek. And I'm interested in his acting career. He's been in all sorts of films, everything from Boogie Nights to Wuthering Heights, from Great Balls of Fire to 10 Inch Hero. And I don't know what that means, but it's
oh, yes, you do.
It's quite a catalog of acting in his resume.
That's right. He is like one of the kings of the Los Angeles punk scene. And you can see John Doe at City Winery on Sunday night.
Now, there are 7 kinds of coke, 500 kinds of cigarettes. This freedom of choice in the USA drives everybody crazy. Down in Acapulco, well, they don't give a damn about kids selling chiclets with no shoes on them.